Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the special edition 100th episode. It's Monty's Rockcast, the best podcast in the history of mankind. And now, here to crush your skull, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty, and welcome to a very special episode of the Rockcast.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
And the reason I say special is because sometimes I feel like I've done this 100 times before, and after today's show, I will have.
Wow.
Yeah, who would have ever thought that I would have gotten to the 100th episode? But I did it, and I hope this serves as an inspiration to anybody out there who ever thought, I wonder what I'd do if I had a computer and a lot of time on my hands.
I have no idea.
Well, in my case, the answer was give the fine people of the internet the best podcast in the history of mankind, and don't charge them a dime for it.
That was really dumb.
Yeah. Wow, what was I thinking?
You're stupid.
Oh, well, enjoy the show. Today I'll be doing the things that I usually do, like talking rock and playing cool tunes. But since this is episode 100, I thought I'd take a look back and reminisce a little bit about the previous 99.
I wouldn't do that.
So let's go back to the beginning. I think it was around 2007 when I went all OPP and started downloading other people's podcasts. And the reason I started doing that was because I hated the radio. I hated how predictable it was. I hated the music they played. And so I started thinking, you know, I'd like to do my own show. Only problem was I had no idea how to do that. So one day I went to the Apple store here in Kansas City and started checking out the computers. And they had a MacBook where you could record the podcast, make a website, and publish it. And so I immediately bought it. And in August of 2008, Monty's Rockcast was born.
Yeah!
And it was absolutely horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, how do I explain this? Well, just listen to a few seconds of episode number one. My new podcast, Monty's Rockcast, is what you've dialed into here today. I guess you don't dial in. Yeah, I guess you could say I was laid back and relaxed. And thank you for joining me. This is episode number one of Monty's Rockcast. I am Monty Colvin, formerly the bass player, and I wrote a lot of songs, too, for Galactic Cowboys. So I decided to... Oh my God, somebody shoot him. I swear, that is so hard to listen to, and not that I'm easy to listen to now.
Sad but true.
But back then, I just sounded like I was either heavily sedated, mildly retarded, or possibly just a huge stoner.
All right.
I was so bad in those early episodes that I started adding things to the mix as to distract people from how much I sucked.
Oh, like what?
You know, I added stuff like background music.
Come on!
Yeah.
Fess up.
Background music.
Sound bites.
I'm not sure how much that helped, because the first 30 episodes were pretty bad. But I just kept working at it, and the shows got better and better.
But you're still bad.
I didn't know who was going to listen to this show, if anybody. But as it turned out, a lot of the fans of my music were checking the show out. And so a lot of the early episodes were about Galactic Cowboys and Crunchy. I went through all the CDs and talked about each song and gave stories behind all of them, and it seemed like people really liked that. However, I knew if that's all I talked about, my audience would never grow, and eventually everyone would just get bored. So I started doing things like top 10 lists, and eventually I invited you, the listeners, to send me yours, and lo and behold, you guys responded. In the beginning, most people sent me their top 10 favorite bands or albums, and the first person to send me an MP3 of himself reading the list was a guy named Chris in Oklahoma, and it went something like this.
Coming in at number 6, I have Rush's Moving Pictures. I love just about every Rush record.
I am a virgin.
That's come out. I'm really hard-pressed to find one that I don't enjoy.
Yeah, I said you could send in your top 10 list, but I never promised to be nice.
Number 4, Cat Stevens, Teaser and the Fire Cat.
This thing sucks. I hate it.
Ruby Love and the Wind and Peace Train, Moon Shadow. Great songs. The whole album is good. There's not a bad song on it. I love it. And we'll move on. Number 3.
Chris was a good guy with a good list, but for some reason, I never heard from him ever again.
No kidding.
But most people realized I was just joking around, and I meant no harm. And I even heard from celebrities like Ben Huggins from Galactic Cowboys.
The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's. Yeah, you just can't beat the songwriting of Lennon McCartney.
Are you nuts?
Ben Folds 5, the first album. I love how he combined piano with distorted bass. That was cool.
Now, I know what you're probably saying. Wow, is that Ben's real voice? I mean, when he's on stage, he's all hyper. He doesn't sound like that on the CDs. But yeah, that's his real voice.
That is pretty darn amazing.
I also heard from Wally Farkas of Galactic Cowboys, and Wally sent me an MP3 reading his list of favorite guitar players of all time.
My number one favorite guitar player of all time, Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page is a guitar god. You know, a lot of people bust on him and just, you know, say a bunch of crap like, oh, he's sloppy and a bunch of crap like that. And yeah, you know, he was kind of sloppy at times, but I think he was a very sage player. It wasn't necessarily that he missed a note, but it was the note that he was reaching for, whether he hit it or not, was just genius. Jimmy Page is God.
Wally, that's no way to talk. This is Sunday.
And there you have it. That's my list. Everybody's got their own list, and this one's mine. So if you don't like it, suck it.
Suck it. Suck it.
Back to you, Monty.
Another thing I did to fill time, entertain you, was to tell you about my least favorite things. I griped about everything from Indian food to Kobe Bryant.
He's a jerk.
Yes, a lot of things get under my skin, but few things disturb me as much as the subject that I discussed on episode number 32. The next thing on my list, mandels. That's right, I said mandels. They are a man sandal. There's nothing less rock and roll than sandals on a guy, and I just don't want to see it.
I hate everything but Matlock.
I will never be caught dead in a pair of those, and I can't even bear the thought of it.
Well, you're a very complex person.
Now, there's only one thing worse than mandels, and that's mandels with socks.
Ew!
Now, you may be a nice person, but if I see you at the mall and you've got a pair of mandels and socks on at the same time walking around, I just don't think we can be friends. That's all I'm saying.
What a special friend you are.
Now, I got a lot of hate mail for that rant because it turns out that a lot of you out there actually like the man sandal. But that did not prevent me from giving it one last plea to stop the madness. Or in this case, stop the mandals. I know I joke around a lot on this show, but I want you to listen to me. And listen to me good. The other day, somebody emailed me a picture, and it was of James Hetfield of Metallica, and this is true. He's standing on the corner of some street, it looks like in Hollywood, and he's holding a shopping bag, and he's wearing flip-flops. And I've got to tell you, man, I looked at that picture, and that broke my heart, man. It broke my heart. I mean, what is this world coming to? I'll tell you, if that doesn't tug at your heart, then nothing will. And apparently nothing will. So I decided to stop harping on mandals, and I moved on to a subject even more controversial. Horrible guitar solos. Check out this segment called My Least Favorite Solos. It was from a live Slayer CD, and the song was called Dead Skin Mask, a catchy little tune. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of it, they go into a guitar solo, and I just went, what the? Oh, that was wonderfully bad. But I didn't stop with guitar players. On episode 49, I played you one of the worst bass solos I've ever heard. This is off of a live CD from German band Accept. Well, it sounds like the crowd there liked it, and maybe you had to be there to appreciate it. And before you think I'm being hypocritical, yeah, I've done bass solos before. The only difference is, when I do a bass solo, I am making fun of bass solos. So if you see me do one, please do not take me seriously.
I never have.
Now, hopefully I won't make your list of least favorite musicians, but on episode number 52, I gave you my list, and on that list were people like Jack Johnson, Color Me Bad, and of course, Air Supply.
I'm about to vomit.
They sang the hit I'm All Out of Love, and the first time I heard it, I was all out of tolerance for it. If you look up cheesy ballad in the dictionary, you will see a picture of Air Supply. And if you are a male and you own an Air Supply CD, you should seriously question your manhood.
Whatever.
So number 10 is Air Supply. They make Coldplay sound like Slayer.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
However, as much as they did suck, they didn't suck as much as these next people, Fine Young Cannibals, which come in at number 3 on my list.
That's a lot of crap.
To this day, if I hear, "You drive me crazy," I have to be restrained in order to keep myself from doing something violent. I really can't explain the ungodly rage that they provoke within me. Oh yeah, my list may have had some lame crap from the 80s, but I couldn't leave off this diva. And Beyoncé is number 2.
Because why?
I've said it all before, I don't think she's that talented, and I don't even think she's as good looking as everybody thinks.
Are you nuts?
There's no way to get away from her, she's like torture to me, and if I ever get captured by terrorists, they could just probably play this. And I would spill my guts. And that brought us to number 1. You probably thought I was gonna say Madonna or Britney Spears, but no, it was Janet Jackson.
That's not true.
Talent-wise, she is only rivaled by the likes of Paula Abdul.
That's not true at all.
And I have no idea why anyone would buy one of her albums.
Honestly.
If she didn't have Jackson as her last name, I don't think she could even make the cut on American Idol.
Dreadful.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Janet Jackson, if you totally suck. Over the course of these 100 episodes, I've ranted about many things. Gas prices, Barack Obama, global warming, and of course, birthdays.
I hope you're proud.
Now, I rarely ask for anything on my birthday. At this point in my life, there's not much that I need. But I'll tell you what I don't need and that no one wants.
What?
If you take me out to eat on my birthday, please don't tell the people at the restaurant it's my birthday. The last thing I want is for the waiters and waitresses to come over to my table and start singing that stupid happy birthday song.
What?
You know the one. They all come over to your table clapping. And they've all got these apathetic looks with these forced smiles on their faces. Kind of like, oh God, my boss is making me do this. Before you know it, they've got you standing up and the whole restaurant is looking at you. And then here comes the song. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy. Yeah, yeah, whatever. We're done. They throw a piece of chocolate cake in front of you and then they all flee like a bunch of rats. So please spare me the free piece of cake. I'd rather just go home and have an ice cream sandwich and bypass all the humiliation. Yeah, sometimes I get a little upset and I tend to raise my voice. And believe it or not, everyone doesn't like my voice.
Quite frankly, I don't.
Yeah, I know it's hard to believe.
I don't like it!
In fact, on episode number 59, I got an email from a guy named Yeti, and he told me there was a discussion about me on a Christian message board. Yeti said, one guy didn't believe that was your actual way of talking, thus the debate began. The discussion was about whether your voice was cool or not. I said it was. One guy said he didn't like it, and another guy said it was annoying.
No!
I said it wasn't. Then another guy agreed with me. Then one guy said he couldn't stand it, and I said you're dead wrong. Wow, okay. Well, you know, thank you once again, Yeti, for an excellent email. It's always great to get that kind of feedback, I think.
You know what? That hurts.
I don't think I've ever been on a Christian message board, but hey, sounds like, yeah, they're a nice bunch of guys.
Geeks, dweebies, dickheads.
And after all, you know, everyone's welcome to their opinion.
Kiss my ass.
I mean, I'm just trying to make a great podcast and entertain people. You know, not everyone's gonna like it.
I want to headbutt you!
But hey, you know, that kind of thing does not hurt my feelings, one little bit. I can take it.
You guys suck!
When you put yourself out there in the public eye, you're bound to draw a certain amount of negative criticism once in a while, and that's okay.
Screw you guys! Screw you guys! Screw you guys!
But I don't know, maybe I do turn a few people off. You know, maybe I turn a lot of people off. So it was at that point that I decided to mellow out and do the rest of that episode like a normal podcast. Okay, welcome back to Monty's Rockcast. That was Haste the Day off their CD, Pressure the Hinges. That song was called... Hang on. It's called White Collar. Okay, I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else to talk about today. As it turned out, people didn't like that much either.
Oh, what a shocker.
I got emails and comments from people saying stuff like, never do that again, and you sounded like you did on episode number one.
True that. Yeah, you did.
I heard from all kinds of people. In fact, I even got a call from Mel Gibson. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, cool.
All right.
Yeah, I just got through doing the new podcast.
Okay, good.
I just finished it up.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Was that it?
No, there was actually more.
Who cares?
I did the whole thing like I was this geek doing a podcast in his basement.
You feel you have to show off.
Oh.
I don't like it.
Wow. Well, that's too bad.
I
had fun. I had fun doing it.
I don't believe you anymore.
Well, hey, you're free to listen to whatever you want, man.
Okay.
There's a million other podcasts out there. Go at it.
I don't want you.
But I gotta tell you, man, I think you would have liked this because I even did it in character. I mean, like, while I was doing it, I was wearing nerd glasses while I was recording it.
So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you?
What?
You know, but they're too big and they look stupid.
Oh, come on, man. That's a little bit harsh.
It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you.
No, I think you've been a little bit harsh about this whole thing, man. It's just a podcast.
I won't stand for that anymore.
Oh, well, take it easy, man. I gotta go. Anyway, you know, relax, man. Mellow out.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Well, it's always good to hear from Mel Gibson, even when he's cranky, and it's always good to hear from you. I started a segment called Ask Monty, and I got a lot of interesting questions from you guys.
I think this may be a stupid idea.
The first person to write in was Jason, and he had several questions. The first one was, Monty, what is that smell? Once again, a good question, Jason. For a couple of weeks, I thought something had gotten caught in the garbage disposal. But no, as it turns out, it was something that had rotted in the cabinet.
I've smelled worse.
And finally, Jason says, Monty, do you like midgets?
Hey, that is uncalled for.
Well, first of all, Jason, it's very politically incorrect to refer to them as midgets.
It is revolting.
The proper term is little people. And while I don't know any little people, I find them midgets funny.
Yeah.
Now, one of the most popular segments that I've had on this show are the CD reviews by my daughter Zoe. She's 13 now, but she started doing these when she was only 9 years old.
Hi, I'm Zoe. Today I'm going to review the long, long, long awaited CD by Guns N' Roses, Chinese Democracy. Though the name on the CD says Guns N' Roses, this could probably be considered an Axl Rose solo album.
Yeah, I could see that. And probably without Slash, it's not that good, huh?
Before you immediately write this off as the overindulgent work of a crazy narcissist, you might at least give it a chance.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm sure you think your kid is awesome, but seriously, is that not the cutest kid you've ever heard in your life?
She's very likable.
And she's very smart, too, as she proved on this review of a Seosin album.
Seosin used producer Butch Walker on this project with excellent results.
Oh, that's cool.
However, there was one song on this CD that sounded suspiciously like Walker's old band, The Marvelous Three.
What? Come on, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, check this out, The Marvelous Three.
I spend a lot on all the clothes that I got, cause all the geeks that I meet, they all look cooler than me. But what to do when they're all looking at you, cause you're the freak of the week.
Yeah, okay, what's your point?
Now Seosin.
Woke up again, sweating out all the pores, and then I feel it again. I know it's coming again, and so I try to make it for an hour or two, but I know in the end, yeah, I know in the end.
Oh, okay, well, I kind of see what you're talking about.
What's up with that?
Yeah, well, it's still a great album. But what everybody is dying to know is, what do you give it on a scale of 1 to 5? Bloody Metal Skulls.
Well, I'm gonna give it 4 out of 5 Bloody Metal Skulls. Oh yeah!
4 out of 5, awesome.
Uh-huh, oh yeah!
Well, Zoe, before you go, do you have anything else to say to our listening audience?
I like cheese.
Okay, I like cheese. Anything else?
The Jonas Brothers suck.
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers suck, but are you sure there's not something else you'd like to say to our listening audience?
Bloody Metal Skulls!
Oh yeah, Bloody Metal Skulls indeed. Zoe's never been afraid to express her opinion, and on episode number 54, she told us what she thought of the new CD by Rat.
Infestation is the 7th studio album by these American glam rockers, and I was well prepared for this CD to suck.
Well, yeah, you would think so.
For those of you who don't mind checking your brain at the stereo, you'll probably enjoy at least parts of this.
Well, I for one don't mind lowering my standards once in a while.
Though I've never been a huge fan of this band, this album was a fun trip back in time to an era when it was okay to be stupid.
Oh, yes, it was. For those of you who have been listening since episode number 1, you'll remember I had someone named Scary Announcer Guy who would introduce the shows, and he sounded something like this.
It's time for Monty's Rockcast with your host, Monty Coleman.
He was about the best I could afford at the time, and for the most part, he did a pretty good job. But there were those shows when he just didn't quite get it right.
Welcome to the worst podcast in the history of mankind.
All right, hang on right there.
It's...
Stop. Stop the music.
What?
All right, listen, I know you've been gone for a while, but it's the best podcast in the history of mankind, not the worst.
Oh, Sorry.
All right, let's try it again.
Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind.
We definitely had our run-ins, and after 50 episodes, he just started to phone it in. And as you will hear, he finally just crossed the line. And until next time, take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on.
All right, what was that?
What?
That had to be the lamest rock on I have ever heard in my life.
What do you mean?
I gotta tell you, I think you're slacking.
No.
I don't know, you just seem really lackluster anymore, and I gotta tell you, I just don't think you're cutting it.
I can do better.
No, I've given you a lot of chances, and this is it.
Come on.
Uh-uh.
I'll try harder.
Nope.
Please.
No, honestly, anybody off the street could do better. And so that's it. You're gone.
Oh, come on.
No. And that was it. Scary announcer guy went on to do some monster truck commercials, and I never heard from him again. Of course, I replaced him with my girlfriend Lindsay, and she ended up doing the news.
In entertainment news, MTV has a heinous new fall lineup of programming planned for you and your children.
Oh, good.
New episodes of Teen Mom, Jersey Shore, and Beavis and Butthead will soon be lowering IQs and breaking down the moral fiber of our society.
Oh, the end is near.
Seriously, what is going on with the world?
If there is a place called hell, the people of MTV will be the first people in line.
Disgusting.
In the 80s, they gave us horrible videos, and now the best they can do is resurrect Beavis and Butthead?
Waste of time.
MTV sucks.
Pointless.
Go to the next story, Lindsay, before I lose my mind.
In rock news, Italian metal band Lacuna Coil will release a new album on January 24th.
They're cool.
Singer Christina Scabia says the CD totally captures the essence of Lacuna Coil.
Oh, that chick is hot.
Scabia added, it's definitely a mixture of our roots and completely new.
She said root.
That's funny. Song titles on the new album include Trip the Darkness, End of Time, and Fire. Fire!
Fire's cool! Alright, next story.
Health officials say as many as 16 people have died from contaminated cantaloupe traced back to Colorado.
Holy crap, did you just say contaminated cantaloupe from Colorado?
Yes, killer cantaloupe!
Oh, this is horrible. For the love of God, people, whatever you do, do not eat cantaloupe. And while you're at it, just stay away from all melons of any kind.
In other news...
All right, Lindsay, we've got to compose ourselves. Keep it together and read us the next horrible story.
46.2 million Americans are living in poverty.
Oh no, this is bad.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they came up with that number or what it means exactly, but I am horrified.
Yeah.
Anything else to say about that?
That's the news.
Well, good job, and thank you, Hot Lindsay.
You're very welcome.
Overacting just a tiny, tiny bit.
Of course, that was my professional news guy voice I was using there. And I've used many voices over the course of 100 episodes. And I've been known to do the occasional impersonation. For instance, there was my tribute to Andy Rooney. Over the years, people have asked me if I was a fan of Andy Rooney. I never really thought about it that much. He made a lot of money, and he only had to work 5 minutes a week. Kind of makes me wonder why he was so cranky all the time. Now that Andy's dead, I'm guessing that 60 Minutes will have to find somebody to fill in that last 5 minutes. Surely they can find somebody that can ramble mindlessly about nothing. Perhaps they'd like to give me a shot. Nobody knows more about nothing than I do. I also did the Beatles from Hard Day's Night.
Who's the little old man? Ooh, that's Paul's grandfather.
And who could forget the time I did Neil Diamond? Sweet Caroline!
Oh,
and
God!
And welcome to America!
Okay, stop it!
You know, Will Ferrell can do a great George Bush, but can he impersonate former Guns N' Roses drummer Steven Adler?
Absolutely not.
Well, I can.
Well, you know, I've actually loved Axl all these years, and, like, I think he's the greatest, you know, if not one of the greatest frontmen of all time in rock and roll.
Huh?
He also went on to say,
I'd be glad to do it. You know, I think it'd be awesome, and I would love to do a reunion.
And, of course, on a recent episode, I did one of my favorites, Jerry Seinfeld.
What's the deal with Monty's Rockcast? You go to the website, there's no Monty, there's no Rockcast. What's the deal?
You know, I'm sure some people find my voice annoying, but on episode number 66, I played a song that was so bad, I proclaimed it the most annoying song ever. Okay, this is somebody called Willow Smith, and the song is called Whip My Hair. Oh yeah, she was the daughter of actor Will Smith, and this came out in 2010, and honestly, I haven't heard anything this irritating since then. This is ridiculous. Catchy hooks are one thing, but this chorus makes me want to take my own life.
Stop!
You can't stop them.
Anyone help, please!
Something I've done over the last 4 years is recap award shows like the American Music Awards, the Grammys, and the Video Music Awards. Well, a couple of weeks ago, MTV gave us the 2012 VMAs, and I had no choice but to watch it and tell you about it. Now, if you wonder why I do these segments, it's because I truly hate these shows and for what they stand for. They claim to be saluting the best that music has to offer, but to me, they're just pointing out how ridiculously bad the music industry is. In the 80s, MTV started the dumbing down of our population by cramming horrible bands down our throats, and then abandoned videos altogether in favor of reality shows like Teen Mom and The Real World. So why they even still have an award show called the Video Music Awards is anybody's guess. But they do, so here now are the highlights, or in this case, the lowlights.
We can't wait.
Now these shows usually open with some big name star like Madonna or Britney Spears. And, oh, speaking of Britney Spears, I've got a hilarious joke for you. In fact, this is probably going to be the funniest joke you've ever heard in your life.
I have my doubts about that.
And it goes like this. Britney Spears walks into a bar and says, "Hey, I'm the new judge on the X Factor."
I don't find that funny.
Yeah, get it? How funny would that be if she was a judge on a talent show and judging people singing? Oh, wait a minute, that's true.
That's not funny, it's sad.
Well, never mind. Getting back to the VMAs, they usually have a big-name star to open the show, but this time we got Rihanna.
Oh!
Apparently the world is fresh out of stars, so all we're left with is Rihanna and hundreds of dancers.
Yes.
And one thing I noticed is that the crowd was just going crazy. It looked like a big rave party, and yet Rihanna could just walk through the crowd untouched. Nobody bothered her or tried to rip her clothes off or even punch her in the face. And it made me wonder, did MTV pay the crowd off? because I wouldn't put it past them to just go to Central Casting and just hire the audience.
Good idea.
Now, since MTV has basically become BET, they had black comedian Kevin Hart as the host. He did a short monologue, and I didn't laugh once.
Dude, you're so racist!
We then got the first award of the night, which was for Best Pop Video. And in a category with heavy hitters like Justin Bieber and Maroon 5, the award went to boy band One Direction.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you've probably seen these little nitwits. They're from England, and I think they're a product of Simon Cowell.
Satan.
And when they came up to get their award, one of them said, yeah, this has been a 2-year roller coaster to the top. And I thought, wow, that long, huh? Man, you guys have really paid some dues. Seems like most boy bands are only a year in the making, so I guess you guys really put your time in.
That was blazing sarcasm.
Next, we got a live performance from Pink. I guess it was live. I mean, she was mostly flying around on wires like she was in a circus or something. And she's got a good voice. I just don't know if I like her because I never think about her unless I see her on one of these award shows, and she's always on them.
Why? Why?
After that, it was time for the best male video, and that went to Chris Brown.
And I could almost be sick.
Yeah, as you know, I just love Chris Brown. He's such a good person, and most importantly, a great dancer.
Say what?
And when he got his award, he thanked his fans, and then he asked where Rihanna was so he could go beat the crap out of her. Next, we got a performance by a guy I had never heard of named Frank Ocean, and he was introduced as a rare artist. And he did this ballad, and by the end of it, I was completely unimpressed. And I just had to think, so this is what we call a rare artist these days, huh? Remember when we used to have Prince play on these shows? Now that was a rare artist. Sure, Prince was arrogant and kind of a tool, but that guy was also very talented and quite genius.
Okay, says who?
But these days, all you have to do is talk over the top of music, and you're considered brilliant. Which is the case with Drake, who won Best Hip Hop.
Hell yeah!
That was followed by the award for Best Female Video, and since Adele didn't do anything this year, it went to, who else, Nicki Minaj.
I have to throw up.
Now, earlier when I said I loved Chris Brown, I was joking. But I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart that I hate Nicki Minaj.
Well, that seems mean.
I don't know her personally, but remember when you had to be able to sing to get an award like this?
No, I don't.
Shouldn't you have to have some other recognizable talent besides just being able to color your hair yellow?
Nothing is more important than that.
She acted completely shocked when she won, but I wasn't. It's all about fashion and image. Just ask what's her name?
Gaga!
I was also not shocked when the next performer on this show was a rapper.
Oh yeah!
Some guy that calls himself 2 Chainz because he wears 2 chains around his neck. Yeah, get it? 2 Chainz.
I get it.
He was joined on stage by another rapper named Lil Wayne, or Lil Wayne, and I am always amazed every time I see that guy. Not at his music or rapping ability, but the fact that I don't know how that guy keeps his pants up.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
He literally has them belted underneath his butt around his thighs. And for the life of me, I don't know what keeps him from falling down. So the entire time he's on stage, instead of listening to the song, I'm just like, check out those pants.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Now, one thing you have to know about MTV these days is that they know nothing about rock and roll. It's as if metal and rock and roll no longer exist. That's why if they're gonna give an award for best rock, it's gonna go to either the Foo Fighters or Green Day. MTV vaguely remembers that there was a band Nirvana, and they kind of remember that there was a Green Day. But to make things simple, MTV just decided to eliminate the category of best rock video altogether. Instead, they had Green Day come on and do a 3-minute punk pop song and gave everyone else a big middle finger.
Oh, that is so nice.
However, the VMAs did continue the tradition of giving out the Best New Artist Award, and once again, it was won by One Direction.
Wow!
Oh yes, cute little white guys from England singing pop songs that were more than likely written for them by somebody else.
Dreadful.
The great news is that hopefully in about a year, they will disappear and we'll never hear from them again.
Good riddance.
Somebody else I wish would go away is Alicia Keys, but we got a performance by her, and I don't care how cute or talented she is, I can't stand her.
This sounds racist.
She was, of course, joined on stage by Nicki Minaj, and together, they gave us a double dose of suck.
Isn't that great?
After that, it was time to present the Video of the Year Award, and it went to Rihanna.
This can't be real.
I have no idea what the song was, and I never saw the video, but she thanked her fans, and then I will let you insert your own Chris Brown joke right here. Go ahead. Yeah, something about punched her in the face, beat the crap out of her, whatever. All right, good one. After that, there was only time for one more thing, and that was a song by Taylor Swift. And she sang a tune cleverly titled, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
I don't like that.
Now, I gotta say, I'm not a big fan of her voice, but she wore some little bitty shorty short shorts, and I'm thinking her legs probably took everyone's mind off of her mediocre singing. So, good move, Taylor Swift. You should probably continue that in the future.
She looked awful.
Overall, the MTV Video Music Awards were once again just another huge exhibition of crap. And if you missed it, consider yourself lucky and a little more intelligent than I am. Before I go, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened to me at any point over these last 100 episodes. I know some of you have been with me since the very first episode, and I really appreciate it. Like everything in life, I had to learn what worked and what didn't work, and I'm still learning. And I hope you'll stick with me as I forge ahead to the next 100 episodes.
Do you want to do that?
Well, we'll see. I have no idea how long I'll keep doing this. Probably until it's not fun anymore. Because after all, that's why I do these. This podcast has given me a voice to talk about things that I like and that I don't like, and it's also given me the opportunity to expose people to music that they would have never heard on their crappy FM radio stations.
Those evildoers.
Now, speaking of music, I know I didn't play much on today's show, but on the next episode, I will be doing tons of new CD reviews.
That big deal, boring.
I will also be doing a special salute to you diehard fans of the show by inducting a number of you into the Monty's Rockcast Listener Hall of Fame.
Huh?
What, you didn't know I had a Hall of Fame?
No.
Well, you do now.
We don't care.
So tune in for all of that. It's gonna be awesome.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
In the meantime, if you want to get a hold of me, please drop me an email or add me as a friend on Facebook. I love getting feedback about the show, and if you've never written, please do. I like to know who's listening.
Nobody!
And finally, if you want to help support the show, please visit my website, montycalvin.net, and check out my stuff. I've got CDs, t-shirts, and paintings on there, and I also do commissions once in a while. So if you've got a cool idea for a painting you'd like me to do for you, well, drop me a line.
No thanks.
Speaking of dropping me a line, the other day on Facebook, I got a message from a guy in the UK named Phil Woods. and Phil wrote to tell me that he saw a picture of me wearing a Paradise Lost t-shirt, and he wanted me to know that he was working in the studio when Paradise Lost recorded their classic album, Draconian Times.
That's very exciting.
Well, I personally thought that was amazing, because that Paradise Lost CD is one of my favorite albums of all time. It was released in 95. It's kind of a cross between Metallica and Type O Negative. Every song on there is badass, and I would give it 5 out of 5 bloody metal skulls.
Absolutely powerful.
So thanks to Phil for writing, and thanks to you for listening. I'm going to take you out with a song off that Paradise Lost CD. This is called Shadow Kings, and I hope you enjoy it.
It's not very likely.
That's going to do it for me for now. But until next time, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me, and...
rock on!
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, not too much, just hanging out.
Ah, well, cool, cool. I was just talking about you. You been all right?
Yeah, I've been all right, I guess.
Good, good.
Hey, if you need any help around here, let me know, okay?
Well, I've got somebody new now, but I will keep you in mind.
All right.
Okay, man, well, I gotta play the last song, but it was good seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
All right, see you later. Play the song.
We'll be right back.
This has been Monty's Rockcast.
This show sucks.
It's over!